The sick and injured, protect the soldiers and bring home the captives. The most important thing,
Eliyahu
Navi Mashiach Tzidkenu. Yes, absolutely. Welcome to all the guests. Tonight, tefillah here is at 7. We're going to do tefillah at 7 and regular Shabbat Thursday and when tomorrow and Wednesday is like Shabbat. Hudi's going to see him for us. And after that, Bezat Hashem, he's going to sit a Kaddish. You're going to do the Kaddish for him.
Amazing, the statistics of the amount of firstborns here is amazing. Just coincidentally. Now, everybody here is going to gain a lot. Most of the people are going to gain a lot from Hudi coming. But the truth is that Hudi actually doesn't need, he's not a Bukhar. He's not a firstborn. His brother is, but not him. Right? So Glenn gave a good suggestion that, you know, a nice donation. You know, you should hold out like the Afikoman, right? It's a good idea because, you know, he's okay. He can chill. He's got no problem. Really is that we remember that the Kaddish Baruch Hu did a miracle for us in Mitzrayim. The Bechor, Makas Bechoros, they were all struck. But a Kaddish Baruch Hu left the Bechor of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, right? But what was our pledge? All of us made a pledge that we're going to be there for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We're going to be there for Torah. And we're going to be there for each other. So this is a perfect example of that pledge, right? Here you have the combination of the learning of Torah and really being there for each other. So let's all go to the Seder, right, without those two feelings of the responsibility of our pledge to Torah, our pledge to be God's people, what that means to really learn Torah and to be a pledge to be there for each other. Arevim Zelazet, to be ambassador, to be responsible for each other. Right, as we keep pointing out, davening for the hostages, davening for Tzahal, and davening for Am Yisrael. Buddy.
Mm.
So I'm being Misayim. I'm finishing the tractate Makos, which talks about the Bezdin and different aspects of Din that are given. So the last Gemara is a very famous Gemara, and it's so famous they even made a song about it. And it's about Rabbi Kiva after the destruction of the first base of Mikdash. Second base of Mikdash. After the destruction of the second base of Mikdash. So let's read it. So Kfar Hayar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar, Ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Mahachim Medach, they were going on the road. Shamu Kol Amayne Shal Remi Mifaltas. They heard the sound of the people of Rome in their city that I guess they built in Eretz Yisrael. Barachag Meya Ve'Esther Mil, and it was 120 mil away, which is a great distance. Eschilu Baich, and they heard them like going around their life, their regular life. Eschilu Baich, and everyone started, they all started crying. Rabbi Kiva Misachi, but Rabbi Kiva was happy. Amr Lai, so they said to him, the other Rabbanim said to him, Mipnei Ma Atem Misachi, why are you happy? So Amr Lai, so he said back to them, Ve'Atem Mipnei Ma Atem Baichim, why are you crying? Amrulai, so they said, what do you mean? Gayim halalu shemishtachavim latzavim. These gayim who bad down to avodah zarah, maktirim la'alilim, they offer k'tiras to pagan gods. Yeshvim betach lashkit, they're sitting calm and serenity and happy. Vanu beis hadim ragli alikenu, and us, the house, right, the footstool of Hashem, the Mesa Mikdash Sarif Ba'ish, was burnt in the fire. V'lay nivkam, we shouldn't cry. So Amrulahan, so Rabbi Kiva said back to them, l'kachani mitzachit, that's why I'm happy. Now, if the ones who don't please Hashem, who do all these aveiras, this is what they get, then more so those that do Hashem's will and believe in Hashem, how much more, how much greater is their reward going to be? Another time, they were going up to Yerushalayim. They reached Har Tzufim, which is the mountain that overlooks Yerushalayim. Karu Bigdayim and the Har Bais. So Karu Bigdayim, they tore their clothes because there's a din that in that every if you don't see the base mikdash in 30 days, then you're supposed to tear your clothes. Karu Bigdayim, v'chivin sheigiu lahar bayis, and when they reached the har bayis, ra'u shayal sheyatzavim v'is kachay kachim, they saw a fox that was coming out of the area of the kodesh kadashim. Eschilu hein baruch, and they started to cry. Rabbi Kiva mitzachi, Rabbi Kiva was happy. Amrulay, they said to him, ibnei ma'ata mitzachi, why are you laughing? Why are you happy? They said to him, the place that's written about it, the Zohar Karev, you must, and any foreign person that goes into the Kodesh Kodashim will die. The Achshav, and now Shayalim Holchubai, the foxes are going through the area of the Kodesh Kodashim. The Lay Nivkam, we shouldn't cry. So Amar Lahan, so he said back to them, this is why I'm happy. Because it says, Idali Edim Ne'amanim, and I made for me Edim witnesses, as Urya Hakayin Vesachaya ben Yivar Chiu. And right, Urya Hakayin and Zachariah. The Mistavi Zachariah. So and that's how the words that we're just reading, the Edim Nemanim as Urya Kain Vazakaya ben Yivar Chayeu, that's in one pasuk. So the Gemara wants to know, Vichima Inyan, or Kiva is asking them, Vichima Inyan Urya Eitzel Zechariah. What does Urya have to do with Zechariah? Urya the Migdash Rishon. Urya lived during, was a Navi by the first base of Migdash, Zechariah and Migdash Sheni. So why is the pasuk putting them together? And some sort of witnessing. So Ella Tala Hakasav Nivu Asich al Zachariah bin Vasich Urya. Rather, what the Pasuk is telling you is that the Nivu of Zachariah is Taloy is dependent on the Nivu of Urya. What does it say about Urya? But Urya Ksev, it's written Lachin Biglolichem Tsia in Sada Techaresh. Because of you, because of all your averus, Shem's telling Klal Yisrael, Urya is telling Klal Yisrael, because of all your averus, Tsia in Sada Techaresh, Tsian is gonna become a plowed over field. And in Zechariah it says, the Zekanim and the Zekanos, the elders of Klal Yisrael, will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim. Right, until the Nevuah of Urya was fulfilled, I was scared that the Nevuah of Zechariah wasn't fit to come yet. Now that I see that it was already fulfilled, the Nevuah of Urya, and now it's fit, and Zechariah's Nevuah that we're all going to return to Yerushalayim, there's going to be peace and serenity that could be fulfilled now. And this is what they responded to him. Akiva nechamtanu, Akiva nechamtanu. Akiva, you have comforted us. Akiva, you have comforted us. Hadjanach eluin aleken uslika la mesechas makas. Kishem Shazar Tani Lisai Mesachas Makas Kain Tazrinin Lahaskam Mesachtes Usfar Machirim Ulisaimam Lomid Ulamid Lishmer Velases Lakayim as called Divis Samatar Sakhab Yava Zhos Kalatanav Amiram Isamide Chachamim Yamali Ulzarish Loi Samosh Hatarim Umipi Zari Vizar Zari Ad Oilam is the sky and be bishalachicha tancha isach bishachbicha tishma alacha vaki taisa he sisichacha. Ki bi yirbu yamecha viesifu lachash neskaim, arich yamim bimina bismaila isha vakawid, adinei eis lameitin, adinei verich asmaila shalem. Skelah, shemir abo. Be amadi who asid lehiskadasa, lahaya, misanah,